Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I have lived my life in rural Oklahoma. In fact, my family has farmed and ranched in our great state for over 100 years. I know firsthand how important it is to protect your farm, ranch, or home with coverage you can count on every day. Union Mutual would be honored to protect your family with the finest insurance coverage you can buy. Call your local Union Mutual agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Well, markets today generally weaker on the meats. We were down in the live cattle, feeder cattle, and up slightly in the lean hog market. But the December live's down $1.47 at 151.57. Here late in the day, I'm starting to see some cash trade develop here. It looks like some 153 bid in Nebraska, 242 bid in eastern Nebraska. Some trade noted. Earlier today, there was a 150 trade in Texas and Oklahoma, which was lower than last week. But maybe here late, it's going to perk up. But again, $1.47 lower in December live cattle, 151.57. February 62 lower at 154.15. April's down 47 at 157.77. Feeder cattle market steady to 55 lower here. November's down 55 at 177.72. They will expire on the 17th, so next Thursday. Keep in mind that is an early expiration due to Thanksgiving. January down 25, 179.65. We had a mid-morning grain report. Which had corn down a little bit, and I think that, it's kind of odd that the feeder cattle were down and the corn was down. So I don't know exactly what's going on there. I saw quite a bit of optimism early on the corn sell-off and people trying to buy the feeder cattle, but it just couldn't hold together. But only 10 to 50 lower here on them.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
The grain futures market was all over the place. We had corn anywhere from 3 to 4 lower, the beans up 4 to 15. The wheats were down 12 to 19. The July of next year, Kansas City wheat down 13.5 at 9.17. And then the cotton futures down around a dollar or a penny a pound here. December down 118 to 86.50. March down 101 at 84.73. And at 11 a.m. this morning, we had a monthly USDA report, which updated the supply and demand numbers for the grains. And really, the report wasn't all that much different than what was expected. One thing to note is that the cotton sold off. They upped the production to 14 million bales, up from 13.8 million bales, and puzzled a lot of people. There's a lot of questioning, a lot of people questioning why they upped it. Most feel like there was less cotton, but nonetheless, that's what happened, and cotton got weaker. The corn yield was increased to just under a half bushel per acre. The bean, same thing, just 50.2. Last month was 49.8. So slightly more corn and bean production. Ending stocks for wheat were 571 million. Last month, the average guess was 578. The corn was 1.182. Last month, 1.207.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.